In our gospel today, in Luke chapter 15, verse 1 to 10, we hear that there is joy, so much joy, in finding the lost sheep and the lost coin. In the same way, in heaven, there will be so much rejoicing for one repentant sinner who may be lost but has been found and has found his or her way back to God. That is our theme. That is the theme that you will see in our worship page. Lost and found. Lost and found. In the gospel, the sheep and the coin was found because there was somebody who did not give up. There was somebody who did not give up. Lesson. Do not quit, simply quit, or easily quit on someone, especially your loved ones. It may not be now, tomorrow, but someday they will be found. They will find their way back. But if you quit on them, they may not find their way back to God. You can be an instrument. Each one of us can be an instrument. And how much joy will it be when that lost loved one is found and will find his or her way back to God? Back to God. Don't give up on goodness also. There is so much goodness in the world. There's so much goodness. You will never know the time, place, or the person who will do you something good. Sometimes, because we hear so much in mass media and tri-media, the many evils and ills of the world, that we resign to the ills of the world. But no, God did not resign. God did not give up. God did not surrender. God was ready to send his wrath on the people of Israel in the first reading in Exodus chapter 32. But Moses interceded, and finally, God withhold his anger and the threats that he has given to annihilate that people. Don't be rash in judging others, because God is not rash in judging us. Okay? Today, a person might be evil, but you never know. Can take only one click of our hands. Can take one word. It can be one incident. It can be one phone call or text that you send to them. Any moment, any incident, any situation can make a person return and come back to God. Don't quit on anyone or anything. Okay? Second and last point. You see, there are many ways that we say that in God, God never quits on us. He's always there. He does not want us to give up also. Give up. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 says that Christ Jesus came to save the sinners. Christ Jesus came to save the sinners. What does it mean? Today, we're celebrating a feast. Anybody? The Feast of the Triumph of the Cross. Very good. The Feast of the Triumph of the Cross. What is the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross? The best description that I can give you is the acclamation that we do every time we do the Station of the Cross at the start of each station. What do we acclaim? We adore you, Christ, and we praise you, and we bless you. For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. We adore you, Christ, and we praise you, or we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Humanity was lost, but because of the cross, we were found. We were found. In fact, it's so important that the cross is important in discipleship. Remember what the gospel last week said in Luke chapter 14, verse 27. Be me who does not take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Cannot be my disciple. Three important elements of the cross. The cross is our redemption, our salvation, and there is no other way. For sinners who are lost, for wicked people who are lost, the cross is the only way. Second, sin and death is defeated because of the cross. And we proclaim that by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Sin and death was defeated because of the cross. Third, there are so many brothers and sisters of ours who have been lost. They have been found and restored as sons and daughters of God because of the cross. Because of the cross. We always say, there is no sinner who will not have a future if he follows the path of the cross. There is no sinner who will not have a future if he follows the path of the cross. And there is no saint who did not carry his cross. Remember that. Our prayer for tonight is very simple. Lord, thank you for not giving up on us. Many of us have been lost, but you found us and brought us back to you.